Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Iowa Supreme Court is ordering Scott County to reveal the names of candidates who applied for an open seat on the County Board of Supervisors. Friday's ruling stems from a 2023 lawsuit over applications to replace a board member who had stepped down to become county treasurer. County officials, on the advice of counsel, sought to keep their applications for the public office confidential. The High Court's decision reverses a lower court ruling and also requires the county to pay plaintiff's attorney's fees. The U.S. Department of Justice has indicted an international group of sexual predators who targeted young women and minors around the world. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports the investigation stemmed from a report an Iowa State student made 4 years ago to the university police.
The student said she was blackmailed by a man she had met online in 2018 as a minor. He had asked her to send photos in exchange for money and later threatened to expose her photos if she didn't agree to his demands. The case grew when ISU officer Cammie Feld found an unknown address in online records and notified an internet crimes task force connected to law enforcement across the country. Speaking on IPR's River to River, ISU Police Chief Michael Newton said people shouldn't overlook the courage of the student who came forward and the dedication of Feld.
She was locked in. She wasn't going to let this go. She doesn't let any case that she has go. But that's a testament to hopefully getting others to come forward and tell us their story, because we want to help.
More than 30 victims have been identified. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
A nonprofit that supports 100 soil and water conservation districts in Iowa laid off most of its staff last week. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports the positions were largely funded by USDA grants, which were frozen by the Trump administration.
Deanne Judge is the executive director of Conservation Districts of Iowa, which aims to protect natural resources on private land.
The work that we do is cheap compared to what it would be if we lost our topsoil in Iowa.
But Judge says that work will be slowed down now that 38 out of 39 staff have been let go. He says Conservation Districts of Iowa stopped receiving funding from the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
We made the decision that we can't continue to stick our neck out any further with these payroll costs until we know with some assurance we're going to get our reimbursements in a timely manner.
Judge wants to rehire staff as soon as the federal funding freeze lifts. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
The state of Illinois is suspending former House Speaker Michael Madigan's government pension after his federal corruption conviction last week. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has details.
The state retirement system stopped sending pension checks to Madigan after his conviction on conspiracy, wire fraud, and bribery. His annual state pension stood at $158,000. The retirement board stops paying anyone convicted of offenses arising from their official duties and could act later on a permanent revocation of Madigan's pension. Since leaving the legislature in 2021, Madigan received more than $521,000 in pension payments, an amount that already far exceeds what he contributed over his long career. The legislative pension system is financially underwater, with more than $275 million in unfunded liabilities. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
A new tool will allow visitors to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield to explore Lincoln's life through a digital reality. The app Lincoln Unlocked provides an interactive experience with extra history lessons and guided tours, all through a digital device. Executive Director Christina Schutt says visitor feedback led to the idea of offering tours focused on the impact of women and African Americans in Lincoln's time.
We're a community-centered museum, and so we want to hear from our community about how we can continue to improve the experience and make it better for them. And so absolutely, we intend to continue adding to the app experience and providing more of these deep dives into these untold stories.
The Lincoln Presidential Library app also acts as an accessibility aid for visitors who are deaf or visually impaired and is free to download. A cold weather advisory remains active for most of Illinois and Iowa until 11 this morning. Wind chill values could drop as low as 25 degrees below zero. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.